I have to figure out where that's coming from. Might have to open this little box. Let me see here. Y'all let me know if y'all can hear that. Y'all hear that or not? Turn off the amplifiers. I'm gonna drop my power here. There it goes. They don't like that doing it hot. But she's back. There you go. Huh. Might be something in the amplifier. They'll do it without power on. Okay, well, that's enough playing here. Let me turn it over to you there, let's see here. Mr. Lynn. Mr. Lynn, what's going on with your 500 herd? Was it Greg or David say that you went back to 120 volts on it? W5MW in the group, WZ5Q.
W5MW. Yeah, I did just as an experiment. W5MW will group anyway, and I hooked it up to a dummy load the other day, and then I had some plans and stuff I had to do, so into the dummy load, it didn't do any kind of screaming feedback like it does on 220, and I think I got the breaker thing figured out with both sides of the relay going. I am noticing it's doing some serious humming over there, but I've run some power amplifiers on my 20-amp breakers I got in this house. They're strong. It's liable to take a dump, but it's not. So I just turned the audio down. It's not squealing. There's something weird going on, and I even posted on Facebook, the Johnson Group, and it's got everybody scratching their heads, and I've tried a bunch of stuff Daryl's told me to try, and it didn't help. And put all kinds of big caps in the audio stream, the speech amps, and they're still in there. They don't hurt nothing. I got a choke in there too, but it still does. It's doing some kind of high pitch feedback, and it might be that I got a bad Peter Dahl modulation transformer. It's got some kind of harmonics going on it. And last thing Daryl wanted me to do was put a great big old huge 2200 puff 10 kV cap between the two modulator hot plates and stuff to see what it would do, and put a 0.001 on the grid of the 12AX setter and try it. I'm starting to hear a little bit of RF modif stuff coming too. And you know, it's all in here in a close place and stuff. I don't know. I'm probably microwaving my brain. But anyway, I really get kind of tired of working on it. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been working on this thing for a solid 6 months. And all the other stuff's fine, but when you get it almost all the way together and you get a mystery problem, you know, kind of takes the wind out of your parachute, so to speak. So I've been giving it a break and getting away from it. But I posted it on a Facebook group, and a bunch of big old smart boys on there, even old Terry with D-Labs and stuff, nobody can figure out what it is. So I'll just have to keep playing with it, but I can't just keep doing it and nothing else. So I'm doing other stuff. Speaking of the diet, I got tons of energy when you weren't supposed to have energy, and then I got lost a lot of weight, got down to 195, but I actually got back up to about 202 without changing my diet, but I got back down to about 196. Woke up one morning, oh man, my back was killing me, something